Over the years, I've found that animations aren't just useful for communicating an idea, but they're also really useful for exploring a hypothesis. Biologists, on the most part, are still using a paper and pencil to visualize the processes they study, and with the data we have now, that's just not good enough anymore. The process of creating an animation can act as a catalyst that allows researchers to crystallize and refine their own ideas. One researcher I worked with, who works on the molecular mechanisms of neurodegenerative diseases, came up with experiments that were related directly to the animation that she and I worked on together. And in this way, animation can feed back into the research process. I believe that animation can change biology. It can change the way that we communicate with one another, how we explore our data, and how we teach our students. But for that change to happen, we need more researchers creating animations. And towards that end, I brought together a team of biologists, animators, and programmers to create a new, free, open source software. We call it Molecular Flipbook, that's created just for biologists, just to create molecular animations. From our testing, we found that it only takes 15 minutes for a biologist who's never touched animation software before to create her first molecular animation of her own hypothesis. We're also building an online database where anyone can view, download, and contribute their own animations. We're really excited to announce that the beta version of the Molecular Animation Software Toolkit will be available for download today. We're really excited to see what biologists will create with it and what new insights they're able to gain from finally being able to animate their own model figures. Thank you.